Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Well, I'm just assuming that I made that to the first place. Yeah. Boy, it's incredible. This is like our sixth show after being off for a couple of weeks. And boy, it's talking to us, boy. Hey, man, you gotta play more and talk less. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play a piece. But before, just so that you all know, the cat already introduced herself, but it's New Year's. That's Al Johnson. I'm sorry, man. That's John Schofield in the corner. That's George Duke. And I'm Billy Popham. But I'm not gonna say it. No, I won't say it. So we'll just keep going. Yeah, say it. Well, somebody told me that, well, I can't say it. All right. Happy New Year, everybody. Play a tune by Al called Balls to the Wall. Here we go. Thank you.
And we know that at one point or other, all men and some women and some other folks have tried desperately for us to love. And I agree, amen.
Amen.
Now, see, people like the drummer. What's his name?
Amen.
Billy Cobham has never in his life had to try and cry for some love. You see, because he beats those drums.
Now, George,
you can't beat those drums so good. George, he gets those other kind of ladies like to be beat up. You see, and he beats those drums in such a way.
Oh, it's a good thing we love you, boy.
Now, Al Johnson. It's cool. John can't talk about John Slovak because he's from New York. Okay. I'm cool. I don't do nothing.
Where you from, man?
Well, it's New Year.
I'll say that, boy.
Wanted to do something a little different. So this is a thing that I wrote that entitles me. Once a night I get a chance to go out, you see. And this is my chance.
Believe me, folks, so, he went out already. He's back down.
And the
part of
that was kissing me on my ear.
Yeah, right. Short distance.
Tell you what I'm going to do. This thing is entitled Giant Child Within Us Ego. And we're going to play the first part of that, and then I'm going out.
Yeah.
Don't forget to take your coats.
The tune I wrote for Billy's friend, Buddy Rich.
Thank you.
Near Los Angeles. I was working the Roxy Theater one night, and I began to see strange things. I didn't quite know what it was, but all of a sudden, the sky got dark, and I began to see a strange light coming down from the sky. All of a sudden, the light started flashing. I started running around. I lost my hat. I lost my shoe. I started jumping. I said, "What's going on?" Then, as if nothing had happened at all, I began to notice that Billy Cotton was hanging out. All of a sudden, the creature looked at me, and it grew three eyes. All of a sudden, the thing grew three lips. It grew three them other things. It grew three legs, three toes, it grew three of everything. Things I can't mention. And I looked at this creature, and I said, "You're home, aren't you?" And she said, "Yes, and home." So I looked at her and I said, "What do you want with me?" I said, "Why don't you go bring the drummer? He needs somebody like you. Me, I don't need you. Get away. What do you want?"
"Mr. Duke, you will please follow me."
So she looked at me, and she said, "The guitar player, huh?" I said, "Yeah, go get it." So she went to John Stonewheel, and she said, Frank Zappa's house. we hung out there for a day and passed by this alley and saw this old man sitting there for a long time. We've been wanting to know what's been happening. Some call him Methuselah, some call him Alfonso Johnson. An old man. Some call him Uncle Reeves. Are we moving from slow home? Or have you seen?
Thank you. Thank you.